House passes six-month government funding bill. Washington, the House of Representatives passed a bill on March 11th to fund the government through September 30th. The measure, known as a continuing resolution, passed in a near party-line vote of 217 to 213. Representative Thomas Massie was the sole Republican to vote against the bill, and Representative Jared Golden was the lone Democrat who voted for it. It now goes to the Senate, where it must receive the support of at least 60 senators to pass a procedural hurdle and advance to a final vote, meaning that 8 Senate Democrats would need to vote for the measure. It is uncertain if the bill has enough Democratic support in the upper chamber. If the measure is not passed by March 14th, the federal government will go into shutdown. The six-month government funding bill, backed by President Donald Trump, would boost defense funding by about $6 billion compared to last year, while non-defense spending would drop by $13 billion. It also provides additional funding to immigration and customs enforcement requested by the Trump administration. Overall, the legislation provides $7 billion in savings over current funding levels, according to GOP aides. The bill also includes a measure to block congressional Democrats from introducing resolutions to block Trump's new tariffs on Mexico and Canada. On Tuesday morning, the House GOP caucus met with Vice President J.D. Vance, who called for Republicans to vote yes on the bill to allow Republicans to focus on passing Trump's legislative agenda and to give the administration time to secure the border, said House GOP Conference Chairwoman Lisa McClain at a press conference following the meeting. Trump earlier called on Republicans to support the bill so we can continue to put the country's financial house in order. House Republicans have typically been against continuing resolutions with reasons ranging from what they describe as fiscal irresponsibility to inadequate funding for the military. Republicans at the Tuesday press conference emphasized that passage of the bill would allow the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency to continue its effort to find waste, fraud, and abuse. House Democrats were opposed to the continuing resolution, given the cuts to non-defense discretionary spending. The partisan House Republican funding bill recklessly cuts healthcare, nutritional assistance, and $23 billion in veterans benefits, House Democratic leadership said in a statement, referring in part to the bill's leaving out funding for Toxic Exposures Fund for fiscal year 2026. Massie was the lone Republican who opposed the bill. The Republican said that the bill would fund the waste, fraud, and abuse highlighted by DOGE. Instead, he wants Congress to individually pass the 12 appropriations bills. In response, Trump said on March 10th that he will support a primary challenger against Massie. Massie was not deterred by the threat. "POTUS is spending his day attacking me and Canada," he wrote on social media platform X on Tuesday, referring to Trump's tariff threats on Canada. "The difference is Canada will eventually cave. Next steps. Whether the continuing resolution can pass the Senate is to be determined." Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and other Democrats have been mum on how their conference will go about the bill. "We're going to wait to see what the House does first," Schumer told reporters following a lengthy weekly conference luncheon on Tuesday. This comes as Democrats have been grappling with how to counter Trump's agenda, particularly the DOGE-related cuts to government spending. Some lawmakers are leery about voting to shut down the government, particularly given the possible electoral blowback. At least one Senate Democrat, Senator John Fetterman, has voiced support for the funding bill. Senator Chris Murphy told reporters on Tuesday the measure consists of Trump and the GOP's priorities, adding that Republicans did not look to compromise with Democrats. Senator Raphael Warnock said the continuing resolution is a terrible bill and that it's going to create a whole lot of pain. Senator Ted Cruz said that Democrats should take the blame if they block the bill in the Senate. "There's some Democrats who are demanding a government shutdown," he said. "I think that'd be unfortunate if the Democrats force a shutdown, but we'll see how they vote."